You're listening to Your World Today. Thousands of South Africans are expected to take part in a number of protests in cities across the country today and tomorrow. The protests are in condemnation, amongst others, against Israel's siege on Al-Aqsa Mosque and the recent restrictions on movement. We speak to BDS South Africa's Kwara Kekana. Kwara, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on to the show.
Thank you for joining us. What are the main reasons for today and tomorrow's protest action?
I do think that, you know, the kind of civil society responses and response by the various Palestine solidarity movements across the length and breadth of South Africa is a demonstration against the disapproval, basically, of the kind of militarization, the restrictions in movement that's currently happening in Palestine, in particular around Al-Aqsa Mosque. But also, generally speaking, it is to, you know, basically reject with the highest contempt possible regarding the restrictions and, you know, and access into various religious sites, not just only Al-Aqsa, but also other Christian sites and other holy sites in Palestine.
Yes, now, with the developments that have taken place in terms of the electronic scanners or the electronic, security checks at the doors of the Al-Aqsa Mosque and other places, with that being removed and the cameras that are being put in place, how do you view that development?
I think we believe that this is an extension of the broader militarization and kind of approach that Israel as a regime has adopted, broadly speaking, and how it treats Palestinians, that are living under the Israeli occupation every single day. I mean, when you look at security features and what they call, you know, serious security measures and they defending themselves and so on, that kind of nonsense that the Israeli regime talks about, this feeds into an existing paranoia, but also the kind of militarization and the kind of state-sponsored violence through these forms of security measures that they've put in place. So an extension of the Israeli occupation that seeks to restrict movement of Palestinians, but also the kind of undignified way in which the Israeli regime operates. It really seeks to strip Palestinians of their dignity, but also in spaces that are meant to be really spaces that they find comfort in, they find refuge in as well, in particular these different types of worship, you know, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, for example, and of course Al-Aqsa Mosque. These kind of restrictions that are imposed by the Israeli regime, these nonsensical kind of security measures that are put in place by the Israeli regime, it's just another way to frustrate the Palestinian people and up the kind of measures they put in place with regards to the Israeli occupation.
What is BDS's stance with regards to the Israeli ambassador? Should South Africa expel the Israeli ambassador from this country?
I mean, in terms of the diplomatic relations that South Africa, I mean, rather Israel, currently enjoys with the South African government, and I think one of the key resolutions that have come out of the National Policy Conference of the African National Congress, late June, early July, was to specifically deal with some of the relations, diplomatic relations that exist between the two countries. And one, it is that we cannot continue to operate as though it's business as usual when Israel continues to annex more and more Palestinian land, but also the continued construction of the illegal Israeli settlements, for example. So business is not as usual, and we cannot continue to operate within a diplomatic framework that seeks to suggest that it is business as usual. The one thing, one, would be to downgrade the status of the South African embassy in Tel Aviv. But of course, I mean, there has been existing calls in terms of expelling the Israeli ambassador from the South African currently placed in South Africa. But this speaks generally to the diplomatic relations the two countries currently have with each other. And I think the general call among the South African public, and this also has been expressed at the ANC, the ruling party's National Policy Conference, that it ought to be the policy position of the ruling party, the foreign policy relations between the two countries, it is that it must be a downgraded kind of status.
Yes, now, in terms of the identifying with the plight, South Africans understand what Palestinians are going through with regards to Israel occupation and oppression. While we understand that, Kwara, earlier we spoke to Ali Abu Nema from the Electronic Intifada, and he, while commending the South Africans for what they have done and the contribution, he's also said that they, as Palestinians, they expect more from South Africans. What are your response, and how do you look at this particular sentiment that he's expressed?
I mean, in terms of what Comrade Ali Abu Nima is saying, in terms of, you know, the kind of expectations that people have of South African society, and I think this comes from the fact that South Africans themselves have received the international solidarity gift, you know, through the anti-apartheid movement, for example, the kind of mobilization that took place from people across the world calling for an end to apartheid and calling for ordinary citizens in various parts of the world to join the boycott, divestment and sanctions and border isolation campaigns at the time through be it sports boycotts, cultural boycotts, academic boycotts, the arms embargo, for example, you know, various forms of sanctions that you know, the national liberation movements are calling for. So, you know, I think that South Africa has a special responsibility when it comes to the Palestinian question. Apart from the fact that when you look at the history of the liberation movement, the Umkhonto we Sizwe, for example, and the Palestine Liberation Organization, comrades are trained in the camps in the former Soviet Union and various other countries as well. So there's a particular special relationship that exists between the two countries, apart from the shared experiences between the two countries. But of course, we do have a special responsibility because we have to be in a position where we understand international solidarity better than anybody because of the history of this country.
Yes, certainly. So give us the details of the marches, that, those that have taken place and those that are still scheduled to take place.
So there is a rally happening this evening with a visiting Palestinian delegation of young people today at 7:30 in Lenasia. And there's also a protest march scheduled to take place tomorrow from Kaiserskracht to Parliament. And people can also participate and also go through our social media pages in terms of, you know, who to contact if they want to participate in the various parts of the country as well. There was one march day as well, organized by the Muslim Judicial Council, attended by various other leaders such as Chief Mandla Mandela, for example, who spoke at the protest, and members of various other organizations, pro-Palestinian organizations in the country today. Over 6,000 people that attended this particular protest in Cape Town today, really calling on the South African government as well to really take decisive action on this particular issue, but also broadly on the Palestinian issue. So that those that want to participate can also, you know, follow us on our social media page and get in, and get the various contacts for the people, the main organizers of these various protests.
Yes, we will continue following on that and bringing the details to our listeners. Why don't we thank you for your time on Radio Islam.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye. Kwara Kakane speaking to us about the protest action across South Africa. She's given us the details. And the one in Cape Town, there has been some tweets that have come out of that particular march. You can continue following that, and we will bring to you the latest. It brings us close to the time for the 5 o'clock bulletin.